go, folks, with Inside Middle Tennessee on a wonderful, sunny, warm morning.
Are you alive and direct from the beach?
I must be, you know. Well, I tell you what, it came through last night, and it was thundering. My dogs were going crazy.
Well, Ellie Grace does not like storms, and it was quite crazy at the house last night.
Well, sometimes it's when those big claps of thunder come, it just rattles the windows.
Well, it just about did, and of course, it was just rumbling all across the sky. My dogs do not like it. They crawl up under the bed. They try to crawl into the bed with you if we allow them. You know, and it just, I don't know why it disturbs them so much.
I think it's the hearing is so keen that it may sound 10 times louder to them.
You know, that's a good point. You know, their senses are so much elevated, mm-hmm. According to ours, that I'm sure it just kind of drives them crazy a little bit. So anyway, it was pretty bad.
It was bad.
All right, folks, I'm Jim Ross. I'm kind of trying to corral everybody in on here. We've got Delk Kennedy, owner operator on the boards, and we got the dynamic duo in here of Sheila Hickman and Sarah Elizabeth.
Morning.
Scott Sapicki is preoccupied with state business. I think he's going to be on TV talking about some of the things going on at the legislature and all. So that's kind of our crew. We've got some extra guests that are coming in. We've usually had the double E's that come in here before Mule Day. This time, we've got a different set of double E's.
All their friends have a name beginning with E.
That's right. So we got Eddie Abels in here, longtime friend, and Eddie Hickman, longtime friend. So we got a little bit different set. We don't have... It's too bad Eddie Allred's not here so we could have the triple E's in here.
He was supposed to have been here.
Now, don't be afraid of the microphone. You can bring it up close to you.
Bring it up to your face.
You know, I know y'all been
over. I got a loud voice. I carry.
You even got a T-shirt with all your stuff on there. That's how important you are.
Yeah.
You know, everybody ought to be so happy about all that. So y'all been over there at Rotary this morning.
We have.
Eddie Abels, what have you been talking about over there?
Well, our program this morning was on the Franklin Rotary Rodeo. That will be in May.
You get a hat.
Very good program. This E over here was a lucky number draw.
Recipient.
And got a recipient of a nice rodeo package from Franklin Rodeo.
Yes. Two tickets.
All right.
You and Ellie Grace will be riding.
Cap and shirt.
But they didn't tell you you have to go out there and ride a bull, did they? Yeah, they did. That's part of it.
I might ride a bronco, but no bull.
Well, either or. Or are you going to get in a roping competition?
No, let me know. I'm left-handed.
That might be good. Find you another lefty.
I need to increase your life insurance if you're going to do that.
Well, when I was little and Daddy would break the horses at the farm, I would get all kinds of upset when he got thrown from the horse.
Oh.
But he was also a lot younger than
that. Did
you
ever break anything, Eddie, when you did that?
No,
but
plenty of bruises.
Bruises and...
We had a mule.
Toes stomped and everything else.
We had a mule. His name was Slick Hickman. And everybody out there could ride that mule. I don't do that. Everybody could ride that mule with great ease except Eddie Hickman. And every time he got on that mule, he got off that mule. And Dr. Dake said, Sheila, if you don't get rid of that mule, he's going to kill Eddie. So we sold him. We brought him to town and sold him at some kind of mule day to do. And the last we knew, he was a pack mule at Yosemite.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
So he could have stayed out there on Carter's Creek and just eaten hay all of his life. And now he had to work because he couldn't be
Well, he may enjoy that work.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And people are patting him on the head.
I figure y'all were going to tell me he's at the Grand Canyon.
No, it was Yosemite.
Yeah. You know.
Well, speaking of mules and Mule Day, the Mule Day Auctioneer Championship's coming up at the Tennessee Livestock Sale Barn. Sorry, it will always be the Livestock Producers Bill. Y'all want to talk about that? What year is this?
This will be the 13th annual Mule Day Auctioneer Championship.
Lucky number 13.
Lucky number 13. And this year will be our first... junior auctioneer championship, and that's for young men, young ladies, 17 years and under. And right now we have 7 young auctioneers that's coming to compete for the junior auctioneer championship. And I'll throw a plug, TriStar Bank is sponsoring the junior championship this year. So we're excited about adding that to our championship.
Do you know where those young people are from?
Most of them are coming out of Tennessee. We've got one coming out of Alabama and possibly one young lady coming out of Plainview, Texas.
My goodness.
I've never heard a female auctioneer, but I bet you that would be kind
of fun.
Pretty
good.
I bet they're good. You know,
we've had 2 in auctioneer mm-hmm. contests before.
And I think in the Open Championship this year, I think we've got 3 female auctioneers, and we're glad to see that. We want it open up. We want everyone to come.
Well, how many contestants do you have in the Open so far?
Right now, we've cut it off. We've got 34 confirmed. Now, as a rule, we'll probably end up with somewhere around 25 to 26 auctioneers. And I think it's covering this year. We've got them coming in from, I think, 8 or 9 different states.
Wow. Furthest state? Furthest state?
Oh, let's see.
Montana? Wyoming? Somewhere else? We've had them from that far. We've had them from Canada before.
Right? Our Sean Hagler, our 2021 champion, is the furthest. He was from Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
Yep.
And they come here for this.
They come
one.
Here. We've got a pretty good name for us on the championship. The auctioneers like to come to it. It's a fun time for them, and they tell us it's one of the toughest competitions around. Other than when you get to the high level of the World Livestock or the World Automobile, but for championships around, they say it's one of the toughest with competitors that's entered. So it makes us feel good.
Eddie, tell everybody how it works. I mean, kind of what the competition's about or what the event and how it's judged. How about that?
All right. We'll have a panel of 4 judges. One of them, they could be an auctioneer or they could be someone that's been in the auction business, and knows the auctioneers, and they are judged in 5 categories. The first category being their introduction. The second is their chant, rhythm. And, the third is, how they take the bids and interact with the audience. They take their own bids. We do not have ring men for them, so they're responsible for seeing the entire barn and catching bids, and then they'll judge on how they close out the auction. And then the final category, number 5, based on the judge, would you hire this auctioneer to conduct your auction? And each category has a point score of 1 to 20, so you can get 100 points. And then we'll take the preliminary round, and out of the preliminary round, we'll take the top 10, and they will come back for the final. And then we'll have a grand champion, a reserve champion, and then a rookie champion.
Okay. Are they bringing their own items?
Each auctioneer brings 3 items that they put up for auction with all the money coming back to our Rotary Club. In the final go-round, we've partnered with American Legion, and American Legion will furnish the 50 items that they will sell. Each auctioneer will sell 5 items in the final round, and those items are donated by the American Legion Post 19.
We always have trouble with Jimmy Duggar. He thinks he's a ring man and he wants to take bids, so we have to call him down every year.
You know, one of the events in rodeo is calf tying. Sometimes we think we're going to have to rope tie Jimmy's hands to keep him from going like this.
He gets so excited.
It's in his blood. He can't help it.
Well, does Jimmy auction himself?
He can. He's a certified auctioneer.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Well, I see there's not much comment going on right here on the other side of this deck.
Well, as he says, he's too much jelly for one biscuit.
The slogan carries.
He's part of our local color.
Yeah, you got to have a little bit of that.
He's a wonderful community servant as well. So, so the scholarship fund, the money y'all raise goes to the scholarship fund, right?
Yeah, I'll refer to Other Eddie on this. He's our scholarship chairman. And you're right, Sarah. The auctioneer championship is the one project that we do that fully funds our scholarship program. I'll turn it over to Eddie.
You know, and this scholarship program goes back to 2000.
Wow.
Right around there.
There you go.
And when it started, we gave a scholarship, one scholarship from three of the unit schools in town. The other Rotary Club takes care of the inner city schools. That was the agreement. And we gave one. And then finally, we grew to the point we could, because of the auctioneer contest, we could give one to each school. Mm-hmm. And then in 2021, around 2021-22, we started giving a rollover scholarship.
That'll work. I remember that. I remember y'all were in here talking about that one.
Right. And, of course, Cindy Church was our first rollover scholarship winner, and she got 4 years of scholarships, $1,000 each year.
That'll go a long way.
And that goes a long way. And now, through the years, since we've been very successful with the auctioneer contest, Eddie Abels and Eddie Allred heads that up, and they work hard at getting this contest together. And then once they raise the money, I help them with the auctioneer contest. I'm low on the totem pole. I cannot auction, so. Then we have worked through the years. We give them three scholarships to each unit school, and then we have a rollover scholarship. Each of those three winners, as a freshman college student, they can apply the next year for a rollover scholarship.
Okay.
So this year we were able to give three freshman rollover scholarship to them to be a sophomore.
So incoming sophomores.
Incoming sophomore.
What do they have to do to qualify for
that? Well, all they got to show is that they are completing coursework in college. They got a 2.5. They give us a statement or that they can they're going to attend school next year. And then they write about how the Rotary motto has applied to them in college. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's in our original application, too, how they live by the Rotary motto.
Are you going to tell everybody what that is?
It's the four-way test.
Motto, service above self.
Service above self.
Will it be beneficial to all concerned?
Is it the truth?
Will it be goodwill?
Fair to all concerned?
Will you go apply that to the U.S. House of Representatives and U.S. Senate?
I told some of them this morning that I wanted to start a party called All American.
There you go. Folks, we're up against a break. We're going to come back with the double E's here in a minute. We'll be right back with Inside Middle Tennessee.
This is Jumpin' Joe Wiley, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Parks Motor Sales is our area's premier GMC dealership. Their lot at 919 Nashville Highway has an impressive selection of GMC vehicles. Trucks from the light-duty GMC Canyon to the Sierra 3500 Heavy Duty and everything in between. GMC's SUVs are impressive with the Terrain, Acadia, and Yukon. Want luxury? Ask about Denali upgrades. Go to parksmotorsales.com for information and see their awesome offers and services. Parks Motor Sales, GMC. We are professional. professional grade.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Dr. Dominic Mancini from the Dr. Gill Center. Have you been injured in a car accident? Are you still in pain? Untreated whiplash injuries to the spine may lead to future conditions, such as neck pain, low back pain, and headaches. The doctors at the Dr. Gill Center specialize in detecting and treating these conditions before they get worse. Our accident consultations are free. Call me, painfree.com, or call 615-551-9224.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Primetech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The Mules are back in town. For nearly 50 years, Mule Day funds have supported local schools, civic organizations, and improvements at the Maury County Park. Now Mule Day is working to positively impact the lives of young people in Maury County with the Mule Day Works Scholarship. Encourage young people to apply online at muleday.com/works or check it out to see how you can help support career and technical education in Maury County. Support Mule Day Works by attending Mule Day April 4th through the 7th. Visit muleday.com/works. That's muleday.com/works.
And
we're back with Inside Middle Tennessee. And, you know, we always have a little bit of a historical thing about this segment. Is there any history that we need to review?
Well, we have sort of a special history. It's a very special history moment this morning. One of our beloved family friends and a staple in the community has passed. She was, we called her the First Lady of Central High School. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to cry.
Well, we're getting ready to have a golf tournament.
Yeah, in her honor.
In her name. And it just happened to be that, unfortunately, she passed away. Was it last night or
yesterday?
Yesterday.
Last night.
She was a wonderful lady, Dorothy Campbell. I have known her my entire life. And,
So have a lot of people.
I have a lot of memories of her because I grew up at Central High School, the 1961 building, and spent many hours. I remember she would give the best hugs, and she would always call me baby, or sweetheart. And then...
as long as she was there, Sarah, just think about this. That's four generations of people. That's probably most the majority of the county that stayed here.
Yeah, 57 to 58 years.
Yeah, that's about four generations.
If a generation's about 15 years.
You know, and it's sort of unique. She graduated from Central High School in 66. Uh-huh. In 66, got married and went to work on Monday as a clerk in the guidance office at Central High School.
And never left.
And never left.
But she was so caring and stuff. And one of my... I have a lot of memories with her because she ultimately was Daddy's school secretary when I was in school. And
in other words, she ran the place?
She ran the place.
You got that right.
She'd get after him about stuff. But I was little. There was a fight in the main hallway after school. I was walking with Daddy in my backpack. We were going toward the library, that long main hallway. And that's when the guidance office was where the pride room eventually was in the school. And all of a sudden, I saw the fight start. And Daddy dropped my hand, and there he went. And some kid, I don't know who, if you picked me up out of that hallway when I was little, I appreciate you wherever you are, picked me up and took me to the guidance office and gave me to Dorothy and said, "Stay in here." And they found my backpack and put me in there with Dorothy. And I still remember that to this day. And Rick Robinson.
That's a good memory.
Well, yeah. And Rick Robinson was in there. And he had a mustache at that time. But he's like, "It's okay, Sarah Elizabeth. It's okay, Sarah Elizabeth." But I remember that plain as day. But when I was in high school, it was hard because Dad had become principal when I was freshman. But I wouldn't have had it any other way. But the year Mom had breast cancer, Dorothy took care of me. Her and Shirley Johnson made sure that I was taken care of all through that. But Mama wrote a lovely article about her year Dorothy years ago.
And I think it was 2 years ago.
But she's going to talk a little bit about that.
You know, Sheila, I don't know who said it, but somebody said something one time that really stuck with me. And I was thinking about that because she's family to you.
Yes, she is.
She's family to you.
Yeah.
If you live long enough, and if you're lucky that you live long enough, your family will become your friends.
Just
think about Thanksgiving for a lot of families. And your friends will become your family.
She spent a lot of time in where I grew up because her and my sister graduated together and they were best friends.
Yeah, so, it wasn't like you didn't know her.
Like I didn't know her.
Her entire life. Oh, what we got, Sheila?
Okay, well, we think she was there 58 years. This was, we think this was the 57th, 58th year. While she was still a student, and Eddie alluded to that, she worked in the guidance office, and she also worked for Miss Nady Ladd and Mr. Cole and Miss Taylor. And they ran all the copies for the school. No teacher was smart enough to do that. And she ran that old yucky mimeograph machine and that old stinkly duplicator. And she made all the copies for all the teachers. Of course, the school was not nearly as big as it got to be. And it was one of those you had to crank.
Yeah.
It was not automated. Yeah. It was not automated.
Had the carbon back stuff.
Yes. Oh, what a mess. And since we can't ever remember there being another secretary in the guidance office, so we think she was the one and only. I don't know who wound up with it. But when she worked in the guidance office, Mr. Rash and Mr. Lloyd and finally Marianne Lynn worked in that office, and she helped keep them all straight. And Mr. Rash... Mr. Rice and Dorothy scheduled 800 or 900 students by hand. Yes, Mr. Rice had this big piece of plywood, and he put a poster board on it, and then he drew off lines, and they would take your request. I'm in the 11th grade, and this is what I'm going to take. And they scheduled every one of those by hand. And Mr. Rice guarded that like it was made of gold. He said, you cannot see this. It might change. And Dorothy said, well, you can look at it, but don't tell anybody. And when you never knew what, and Mr. Rice said, you know, it may change. It just may change. And it hardly ever changed. But imagine, nobody dreamed of any computerized scheduling. And she worked with 11 principals. Starting with Mr. Hardison, Mr. Harold Hardison, Mr. Lloyd, David Williams, Tommy Harrison, Glenn Stewart, Eddie Hickman, Cindy Johnson, Vince Springer, Roger White, and Kevin Eady, and now Dr. Steele. And her main job has been training all those people.
You know, there's more truth to that than
yeah. She knows
than you
she
think.
Knew the ins and outs because she'd help with do most. And you can ask her to do anything. You say, "Well, Dorothy, it's time for the reception for the prom, and somebody's got to be there to take up the tickets and check them in." She said, "I'll be there." And she
even ran the concession stand for the basketball game.
Yes, she did. She's like me. She could not say no. She could not say no. And so she spent all her time trying to get everything running. And she remembered that some principals were easy to deal with and some were not. And some were on the verge of crazy. Yeah. There was one of that group that scared her.
Why are you looking at Eddie when you're saying all that?
She would just tell me, said, I whipped your butt when you was little. I'll whip it now.
We all like that. You know,
I think this may be the first person I ever thought that Eddie Hickman might possibly be scared of.
when he first got the office, his ride leaves much to be desired, and he prints capital letters and little letters and
it's called dysgraphia.
Letters.
Now his writing, you're talking about
Mr. Hickman.
It's called dysgraphia
it is. And he gave it to Dorothy to type, and she typed it just like he wrote it down. Big letters, little letters, big letters, little letters. I know that she laughed all the time she was doing that. And she performed every kind of job that you could think of at that school, from selling tickets to the ball game for the state tournaments, anything that was going on, Dorothy was right in the middle of it. And back in the early days, I had a 6-period study hall in the cafeteria. Now, that's a story. And she would come in every day and rob the Coca-Cola machines and have sacks full of money going out the door. And she, thousands of students, 11 principals, hundreds of teachers, she still liked her job. We say, Dorothy, why don't you think about retiring? Oh, no, no, she wasn't ready to retire.
She typed all the diplomas. Our names on the diplomas. She typed them, and then principals had to hand sign all of them. So you have authentic signatures on your diplomas.
When I was principal, when I became principal that first year, and it came about graduation time, she typed all the diplomas. She brought the stack in to me, and she says, sign them. I says, can't we stamp them? She said, no, sign them.
So he signed everybody's.
So 5 years, I signed diplomas.
For every child.
For every child at Central High School.
And then
how far could you go before you had to take a break and shake your hand?
Our dining room table became Diploma Central.
It took 2 or 3 nights to do it.
Then you did all of Murray County.
And then, when I went to be superintendent, I signed 11 years of diplomas for the whole county. Every one of them was personal signature.
Man.
She was unhappy the last couple years here when they went to digitizing diplomas. And she couldn't type them.
Yeah.
And, of course, principal don't sign them anymore other than one time. And they,
And they duplicate that.
Yeah.
So, but, pretty slick.
Well, Mr. Hickman and I go to a lot of class reunions. Sometimes I go because they invited me, and sometimes I go because I invited myself. If I hear they're having one, I'll get a hold of somebody and I'll go. Our record is 3 reunions in one night. But we were at one, and I don't know what class this was, and we sat down with some students, former students that we knew, and this young man, whose name I cannot recall, asked about Dorothy. And we said, she's still holding forth there. And he said, I would never have made it through school if it had not been for Dorothy and Mary Ann Lynn. Mm-hmm. And he had become a great success. He owned a chain of businesses and I don't know what all he had been. But he said, you be sure and tell her how much of an impact she had on my life. And that's just one story that we know.
There's thousands of stories.
But students who could tell a similar story. And I will say, and on behalf of the old timers like me, this was a time at school when we had time to have that kind of relationship with children. Mm-hmm. And the children were more receptive to this kind of kindness than they are now. It was a kinder time, a gentler time.
Yeah.
But we will miss Dorothy. Her husband, J.W., died just a little while ago. She'd been married 55 years. She has twin sons. Oh, I'll say this. When we find out she was going to have a baby, nobody could remember when anybody at Central High School had had a baby. And we were so excited. We just didn't know what to do that Dorothy was going to have. And when we found out it was twins, we had this big baby shower thing and gave her 2 cribs for those babies. So she just was a sweetheart to so many people, and we'll miss her.
And if y'all are interested in the golf tournament, you need to contact Central High School. The golf tournament's this year.
Delk's already sold a sponsorship. Ron Hart.
That's the Dorothy Campbell golf scramble. It raises money to benefit the students of Central High. Projects that can't otherwise get funded. Robots, the whatever. Teachers can request money for special things going on in their classes. And so, Sarah Elizabeth, you got the dates. The Dorothy Campbell.
So it is. Well,
and this was started in her honor while she was alive.
Yeah,
it is May.
She didn't get to go to the first one.
Yeah,
because her husband died.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I had to speak on her behalf.
And so now it's
as a tall, tall
looking. She was really looking.
Oh, she was.
Being able to go to this one.
And it was in her honor, and now it's in her memory.
Yes, so it's May the 3rd, 2024, at Towhee Club on Kedron Road in Spring Hill. Christy Smith at Central High School is in charge of getting all that, all the information and everything simulated. If you want a team or if you want a sponsor, you can call Central High School, and their number is, I know it by heart, 931-381-2222.
Or if you want to just donate money on her behalf, do that. It goes into an endowment.
Yes.
Okay. At the working school. On an endowment for Central High School.
In that. So, but it'll
How many high schools have an endowment? You know, I bet there are not many of them. That'd be great start one.
We've been working on it a long time.
But it'll be very good. Okay. Well, Delk gave us the roundup.
And so we'll be right back with Inside Middle Tennessee.
This is Tripp Stoltz with Columbia Ace Hardware. I love listening to 101.7 WKOM FM, Columbia, Tennessee.
Alert, alert! Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has a huge announcement. We're expanding our service center to get you in and out quicker than ever. That's right, 5 new service bays to get your vehicle back on the road. Don't drive a Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram. It doesn't matter. Our certified technicians are trained to work on all makes or models. More service, less time. Only at Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated.
You can count on us.
Hi, Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. When you think of diamonds, what do you think of? Rare, precious, timeless, sparkles like the sun. They are timeless and nothing like them on earth. Then do you think, where do I buy local to buy the perfect ring? Maybe a diamond pendant or earrings or maybe a new diamond band. Look no further. Tillis Jewelry carries all your diamond and jewelry needs. Stop by and see our wonderful collection. And remember, if you don't know your diamonds, know your jeweler. Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Fun is in full bloom, Tennessee, and the multiplier instant games are buzzing in. These colorful tickets offer chances to multiply your wins 10, 20, 50, and even 100 times. It's a beautiful day for bigger and bigger prizes, and they're ripe for the picking right now. Find the multiplier instant games today at your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
This responsible gaming message is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. When you play the lottery, it's important to play responsibly. Know your limit and spend only what you can afford. Set a budget and stick to it. And remember, as long as you're having fun, you're always a winner in our book. The Tennessee Lottery is a proud supporter of National Problem Gambling Awareness Month. To learn more about problem gambling resources, visit tnlottery.com.
Hey, Tennessee, did you know that in the year 2022, more than 3,800 of your residents have lost their lives due to opioid overdose? Do your part to help lower these numbers by counting your medicine, locking it away, and disposing of it at a local medicine drop box location. You could also stop by your local health department and pick up a free medicine lock box. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
And we're back with Inside Middle Tennessee. Dorothy Campbell, got anything else you think
I will say one more thing. She cooked.
Oh, yes.
She cooked. There is no telling how many thousands of dollars worth of food she has cooked. And she sometimes she just bring you a German chocolate cake. But if there were anything going on at school, she was the woman in charge of cooking. And there is no telling how many pecan pies and German chocolate cakes and those little chess squares, brownies. There is no telling. And
I think I'm getting obese just thinking about it.
And if it had to be, if it were a school day and she had to be at work, she'd get up real early in the morning. You people who cook, think about that. How early you'd have to get up to cook a batch of that stuff so it would be ready when she went to work.
Well, the radio audience can't see this, but I want this noted for the record that Eddie Hickman said banana pudding and then had this wistful look in his eye. Like, my God, that breaks back.
She was an old-fashioned Southern cook.
Well, good deal. Well, Eddie Abels, how about that? I think you had a couple of other things we want to mention. We still want to talk about the auction a little bit, but you wanted to mention some other things, too.
Yeah, I'd like to mention about the past 3 years, we've been doing the Bridling Saddles 10 Mule Day Knives for charity. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be moved back to the Murray County Park this year. And we're going to conduct the auction.
A separate auction.
It'd be a separate auction. I talked to Mr. Harvey Spain, and they're trying to get more activities back out to the park after the parade. So we're going to move the knives for charity. That's 10, number 1 through number 10. Each knife is designated to a charity. And we'll have that auction at the bandstand on Saturday of the Mule Day, mm-hmm, at 2:30 p.m. at the park. And they're going to have some, they're going to put some packages together other than the 10 knives that we will conduct the auction out there. So it will not be at the Mule Day Auctioneer Championship. We're moving it back to the park at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday.
I think that's a better idea, too, you know, to kind of
break it up, to have two things.
Yeah, to break it up. Don't you know, we all know people that collect things. Don't you know there's some people have been collecting those knives over the years, and now there's only 10, and boy, don't you know if there's probably, you probably see the same set of faces, mm-hmm, at that, and they are probably going at it tooth and nail.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it. Eddie's just going, yep.
And that's an auctioneer's dream.
That's exactly what you want.
That's exactly.
Typically, what a lot of those knives have they gone for?
We did one last year. Or 2 years ago, I think it was last year, it brought $1,000.
The number one knife, probably?
No, it wasn't the number one knife.
But some people want the consecutive numbers. They want the same number they always get.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet they go at it.
They do.
You know? So anyway.
Just need two.
Just need two.
Three helps.
Yeah. But the Mule Day Auctioneer Contest is on Friday.
Yes. The Auctioneer Championship is Friday, April the 5th, and we'll get started around 11 o'clock a.m. in the morning on that Friday.
Okay. And where it's going to be?
At the Tennessee Livestock Sale Barn on Industrial Park Road, or the Tennessee Livestock Producers Barn, as we know it, who grew up here, but on Industrial Park. 1231 Industrial Park Road.
Cool.
You know, all this money that's raised is invested in our students. Hmm? And our future.
Let's talk about that. What kind of
$9,000 this year we've given away.
Wow.
And that'll put us at approximately $80,000 that we've returned in scholarships to Murray County
students. That includes $1,000 a year to Columbia State, to their foundation.
And don't you know those kids just appreciate it and need it and
oh yeah,
everything else. Education's gotten expensive.
Oh, those books are outrageous.
Yeah.
And I remember when I thought a $300 business law book at MTSU was a lot of money, but books are more expensive now because you have to have the digital version.
I was at Columbia State yesterday, and Bethany Lay does the program for us every year for retired teachers, and she was talking about how much those scholarships mean to the, to students. And then they got we got to talking to her about the extra supplies. Mm-hmm. Average book is $500.
Because it has a digital component to it now.
Now, I was gonna say, well, the staff out there, she said the staff out there is trying to figure out how to get costs lower.
I was going to say, that's a...
But e-books are even expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I had no idea. I'm just kind of dumbfounded because I can remember spending about $100 for a book, and that was like 10 or 15 years, and thought that was an enormous amount.
And see, our scholarships don't go for tuition. That's in our bylaws.
Okay.
When we send the money to the college.
Ancillary supplies.
Yeah. They can use it any way they like. Anybody lab fees, books.
They'll find a way.
Meal ticket, whatever, but...
Cool. So anyway, Eddie, we need to auction off something.
Yeah.
You know? We'll just auction a mule, okay?
Let's do that.
Yeah.
You'll have
you behind her.
Yeah, what? You got Martha there.
There's Jennifer. Martha is behind Jennifer's.
Do y'all still have any more?
And if I tell you what, do it the way a contestant would have to do it. He has to present it, right? And all that kind of stuff.
All right, we won't do Martha. We'll do we'll have someone.
How about this Frank and Rodeo hat right here?
Well, let me do this.
All right.
We got a 5-year-old Jack Sorrow Mule standing 15-2 highs. Boys, he's broke both ways. He'll pull and he ride. Double your pleasure and let's go. Hibble right, sir, get on the board and let's go. At $2,000, be a little woman, a 2-2-3, pom pom. A phone daughter down to the woman, a bone daughter, a dead daughter, a woman, a four daughter bill. A four down, fine, a pine daughter, be a little woman, a bond daughter bill. Get out of the way now, boys, and go. At five, little woman, a bond. A fine, a sick daughter, be a little woman, a sick daughter, be a little lady bound. A sick daughter, be a little woman, a sick daughter, woman, sick. 7, 8, 9, 8, 9 pound. That'd be a little woman, and 9 that'd be all in all them. Where'd he go? 9 pound. That'd be a little woman, and 9 that'd be a 10, 10, 10. A 10 that'd be a little woman, 10 pound. That'd be a little woman, 10, 11. 11 that'd be all in all them. Where'd he go? 11 pound. That'd be a little woman, 11. Sold him $10,000. Put it on number 88 and let him go, boys.
Yeah, that's great. Yay. That's great. How long did it take you to really get the way that you wanted to be as far as...
Oh, Jim, I went to auctioneer school in 1970.
Woo!
Graduated in May and got on a Greyhound bus to High Point, North Carolina in July of 1970. And so I've been legally since 1970. Now, I had some auctioneers that I apprenticed under that they sort of let me do a little bit of selling when I was 15, 16 years old. My first public auctioneer was at sophomore at the FFA barnwarming at Central High School in Lincoln County. I got to sell the pies.
I bet that young mind could really fly then.
Huh?
I bet that young mind could really fly.
Oh, the young mind, yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. Over the years, I've probably changed my chant four or five different times from you go through, you'll change it up. But it's just something I've loved all my life.
You know, you talk about some of these national guys that come in here. Is there a big difference between number one and number 25 as far as their ability and their – maybe it's a difference in style. I don't know.
If I look back over the scorecards over the 13 years that or 12 years, this would be the 13th, I guess last year was the closest. There was 2 points that separated the grand champion from the reserve champion. And I don't think we've ever had a spread of over 5 or 6 points between the grand champion and the reserve champion. And when you take that top 5 out of the 10, it's amazing how close they are. We've had auctioneers that was leading in the preliminary. But when they came back to the final, the guy that was in second or third, he just got up there and did one heck of a run.
Wore it out.
Just wore it out and ended up winning it. I will say we're very fortunate that, and it's given credit to our championship. Our 2013 champion, Jacob Massey, went on to win. He is the current World Livestock Auctioneer champion of the United States. And our 2019 champion, Chuck Bradley, won the World Livestock Auctioneer after winning our championship. And then we've had two international auctioneer champions, Justin Oakes, our first champion in 2012, and Trey Morris, our 2014 champion out of Kentucky. So we will put our auctioneers up against anyone, and I guess that goes back to they say it's one of the toughest competitions that they've entered. And we've had, it's strange, David Whitaker, our 2015, and our champion last year, or 2 years ago, Joshua Houston, we got an exchange program with the Battle of the Bluegrass in Louisville, Kentucky. And 2 years ago, David Whitaker was champion, and Josh Houston was reserve champion of the Battle of the Bluegrass. So we stack up there pretty good when you look at the championships.
Sheila, I'm just amazed that he ran off the names and the years. I could never have done that.
Oh, he can do it. He can do it.
But this is such a good, I hesitate to say fundraiser, but this is such a good event connected with Mule Day. And then just think of all the good it does for these folks trying to go to college and buy a $500 book.
Well, yeah. Well, they're having fun with it, too. Yeah. Eddie, when you say that that the most points that somebody can grade out at is 100, typically what will the top five grade out at, 95 or 96 or higher? Or
if you take – you've got four judges.
Yeah.
So you've got a total of 400 points that you could get in a round, in your preliminary. And the scores that we see coming in there are in the 360, 370, 375 on average.
On a percentage basis, that's pretty high.
Good. It's pretty good.
That is pretty. Do you have anybody repeat ever come back?
Oh, no.
Or if do you not allow that?
No, if they want to. But if you win it, you're the champion.
Yeah.
We invite the champion back each year. Andy Bowmeister out of Texas is our current champion, and he's got a family business, Stockyard, and I reached out to Andy, and he's just got so much going on, he's not going to come back. We do have Joshua Houston, our 2022 champion, is going to be one of our judges this year. So, and we get great support from our past champions, and all the auctioneers that come really support the championship every year. We make it fun. We've kept the costs low for their entry because we know they've got to travel. There's some championships at $300 is the entry fee. Ours is very modest, and we want it to be for the auctioneers to come and showcase their talent. It is a live auction. I invite everyone to come out. Free parking. Food will be available. Just open up your wallets and keep your hands raised, and we'll take care of the rest.
If you want a bid, you got to take a number and all that.
I will have you register in. You get a bid number, and you just hold that number up. And we've had some people that just hold it up and never take it down. If they really want the item, they just hold it.
They just keep it up, huh?
That's how we got to go to our house.
One of the great feelings about this auction, we tell our winners, you can come help us.
Yeah.
And we've had several through the years come and
help us. The scholarship.
We've had one young man been there ever since he's won it. He's been there every year, and he's a junior this year. And he's excited about trying to get to come this year.
Yeah. Man, that's great. Yeah. Well, I'm getting the kind of the roundup signal from Delk, and I have a feeling we got some music coming on.
And they're carrying the Santa Fe at State Championship at the Glass House in Murfreesboro on the radio today.
Thank you for mentioning that. We got Drake Clayton and somebody else is going to be.
Yes, on the call. So y'all listen in.
All right, folks. We'll be back with Inside Middle Tennessee next week.